Hey, Susan, that's great to see you. I hope that you've been comfortable since I saw you last week. I know that you had that broken tooth there on the bottom right, and we put something in there to smooth it off. I've had a chance to review your x-rays and your photographs, and I've also examined the molds of your teeth that we took last week when I saw you. And I now feel that after spending some time, I certainly know your case by heart, and I'm ready to give you some options on how we can fix the problem. So for sure, there's no question in my mind that that tooth that is broken needs to have a crown placed on it because there's just not enough tooth structure remaining to hold another filling. Okay, time out. The patient might ask, what is a crown? Or you might anticipate that question and ask the patient if they know what you are referring to when you talk about a crown. The answer that I like is that it is a covering that's cemented over your tooth after the old remaining filling is removed. It looks just like a tooth, it feels like a tooth, and you're really gonna love it. So it's simple and to the point, nothing complicated or clinical. At this point, I think it's certainly okay to show a real crown on a model. Also, it would be a perfect time to show the patient a photograph of a beautiful crown that blends in perfectly with other teeth. You can also show them a not-so-nice crown, one with bad color, with a gold margin that's very obvious. Remember, as I said in my last blog post, the patient may have a very negative opinion of a crown based on what they have seen in other people's mouths. You want to reassure them as to what you will be able to deliver. Back to our presentation. So Susan, here is one option. When I was studying your x-rays, I saw that the teeth on either side of the broken one definitely have cavities underneath those old fillings. So we really have to take out those fillings, clean up the cavities, and now proactive in order to be sure that those teeth would not break in the future. And it can all be done with one impression. Another option, well, we certainly know that we have to crown that broken tooth. But if I had to decide which of these two other teeth is the most serious, it would probably be the molar behind the broken tooth. So we could remove that old filling, take out the cavity, put a crown on that one, and just do a nice new filling on the tooth in front of the broken one after we remove the cavity. That would get it ready at some point in the future if, in fact, that tooth would need a crown. A third option, obviously, as I said, we've got to do the crown on the tooth that broke. But instead of crowns on the two teeth with the cavities, we could just remove those old fillings on either side that have the cavities under them, clean them all out, and then restore those two teeth with new fillings that would probably last a while until they most likely will need crowns in the future. So based on what I've told you, what would you like to do? What sounds reasonable or attractive to you moving forward? So time out again. We ask the patient what they would like to do without quoting any fees. We are forcing the patient into asking how much it costs. That's what we're trying to do. You should also realize that all three of the choices that I presented to the patient were more comprehensive than just restoring the one broken tooth with a crown. Okay, let's get back to our consult. So, doctor, the patient might say, I don't know. It's pretty hard for you to make a decision without knowing the cost. I mean, do I have to mortgage my house to do this? What am I looking at here? Well, Susan, that's a good question. And of course, we've all got to be aware of the costs and the benefits before you can make a decision. So here is what I've come up with. If we did it that first way, that first option that I described with the three crowns, the total cost would be approximately $4,500. And I estimate that your dental insurance would kick in about $1,500. Now, if we did it the second way, with the two crowns and one new filling, the cost would be approximately $3,400, and I estimate that your insurance would still pay about $1,500. And if we did it that third way, with just the crown on the broken tooth and replacing the two defective fillings with new fillings, I estimate the total cost would be about $2,100 and that your dental insurance would pay approximately $1,200. So Susan, there you have it. I hope that I've answered all of your questions about your choices. Obviously, we have to do something. So I'm going to have Jane, our treatment coordinator, come in and chat with you about what you would like to do. And I'll look forward to seeing you very soon so that we can get started. So time out again. I just want to mention that that entire presentation probably took under 8 minutes. There's really no need for anything longer than that. I think that if you try to spend a lot more time than that, the patient's eyes glass over and you really don't accomplish anything. So at this point, I'm going to stop with this presentation and clue you in to the fact that when we send the blog out next week, I'm going to be able to show you how you would close this case effectively.